Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Brown. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The DH, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Barrett moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Boggs moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter throws the ball into Franco, who tags Rice trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to home to get Buckner. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Carter steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-1 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton fires to first and picks off Quiñones. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.